You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Mix, Winnersville Fitness, Valvasta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on Newsoff 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here tonight, Thursday night. And Jim, we had a great show last week, but we have got an exciting show tonight. A brand new guest here on Fit Talk Radio.
That's right. And they are right here with us live in the studio.
They are. And we are so excited to have her. This particular guest that's going to be with us this evening, we just stumbled across her when we were in Jacksonville a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. And, you know, we talked about that last time we were on the air, but that was a good trip. And we just really met some wonderful people down there in the fitness industry.
We did. And we were at the Fit Factory in Jacksonville, Florida. They had their grand opening that day, and Fit Talk was there and covered that. And we just met a delightful person, Dr. Hannah.
That's right. That's right. And Dr. Hannah's here.
She is in the house with us. And Dr. Hannah, say hello, and we'll be bringing you over shortly for them to see you. Tell everybody hello. But Jim, she is just a very, very smart woman. She's a physical therapist. Her office is right there in the Fit Factory in Jacksonville, Florida. And she's going to tell us how we can rehab these injuries that we have.
Well, we need somebody like that then, don't we?
We certainly do. I think the world needs somebody like that. But that she will be our guest tonight. We'll be talking with her shortly. But Jim, our next show, and Mike, our next show will be our Valentine's show, February the 8th. We will not be here next week. And then when we return, February the 8th, it will be our Valentine's special.
Looking forward to that.
And you know how we always have fit couples talking about how fitness enhances their relationship and how fitness helps them grow their marriage. And, you know, it's always a fun show because you just never know what they're going to say.
That's right. And that includes you. I never know what you're going to say.
I knew he was going to say that. Well, you know, in most cases, we're usually the oldest couple that we have here. On that show. And you know, we talk about all kinds of things.
Yes, for better or for worse.
Yeah. Okay. He's not going to elaborate on that very much. He's going to be a little bit quiet. But I've got part of the lineup, but I'm not going to tell who all the lineup's going to be tonight. But we'll have three couples with us. We'll have a younger couple, a middle-aged couple, and I guess we'll be the older couple.
All right. So we'll have a studio full.
We certainly will. So we're looking forward to that. It's always a really good show, and we have a lot of listeners on that show. Always have had that show listened to a lot. Well, and not only that, our Valentine's show, but I have been diligently working on our NPC show that is coming up August the 24th right here in Valdosta, Georgia. I mean, not here in Valdosta, Georgia. The show is in Tifton, Georgia. I'm a little bit off my game here for a second. We had to rush down here. We had a little mix-up. But
We will have competitors and sponsors and contributors from Valdosta right here, Georgia.
Absolutely, we do. Our sponsors, Crunch Fitness, Winnersville Fitness, and we have a ton of competitors from this area. So even the show will be in Tifton, Georgia at the UGA Center. Say hello to Dee Dee Hamilton. Thank you for joining us, Dee Dee. Good to see you. But we're looking forward to that. I would like to say congratulations and thank you so much to Southern Bodies for coming on with us and being a sponsor this year. I'll be giving you the whole list of sponsors. Of course, Tifton Tourism will be sponsoring us. I just got a green flag from the Georgia Peanut Commission today. They will be donating tons of Georgia peanuts, the little snack size, to us and to the show. So we're very excited about that. But,
you know,
Jim, our NPC show and Fit Talk Radio go hand in hand.
It does. They do.
And I'm so excited about that. And, of course, we have so many gyms in South Georgia that support us. Destiny Fitness in Tifton. They have 10 gyms across the South. Anytime Fitness in Tipton and Douglas. So we are just well supported. Crunch Fitness in Valdosta, Wintersville Fitness here in Valdosta, and just so many people, and we're so blessed.
We are. Our years. And yeah, you say you met with the folks from Georgia Peanut today, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Actually, I did.
Yeah, and you know, they've been with us so long that in the bodybuilding world, you know, Maria is known as the peanut lady because she's always going around giving away free samples of Georgia peanuts.
It's the little red bags. You know, they're always, because, you know, peanuts are a high quality protein.
Yes.
And one of the few things that bodybuilders can eat, especially during that time that they're competing. So when we go to these other shows, when we go to promote our show, whether it be in Florida or Alabama or North Carolina, wherever we are, we take these peanuts with us. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they call me the peanut lady. And that's kind of funny. But I did tell the Georgia Peanut Commission that because what they told me? They want me to take some pictures with some bodybuilders holding up those peanuts.
Yes.
And send them to them.
We can make that happen. Yeah.
We certainly can make that happen, and we will make it happen. That's for sure. So just so much going on. And I'm excited about our Valentine's show. And I can't believe it's already February, Jim. Coming up. I mean, just right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Next week it will be. So, and our 10th anniversary this year for Fit Talk Radio, that's incredible too.
10 years.
Are you a one-liner tonight?
Every night.
Have y'all noticed that too? I can't get anything out of him but one word.
That's usually all I have time for. You know, you're the talker here, and that's, you know, I'm lucky if I can get one line in. Oh, now she's speechless. First time ever. It's fake.
Mike is laughing. Even Mike and our guest and her mother doesn't really even know us. You know, Dr. Hannah has brought a special guest, her mother, and we'll bring her on. Let her say a few words because she's the one who raised this beautiful young lady. But we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to get Dr. Hannah over here in the hot seat. We're going to find out how she became a physical therapist, why she chooses to work on all these athletes that she works on, and what her job's all about, and how she can help others.
All right, and that's right after the break.
That is right here. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469-669-6137.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
Jim is the one-liner tonight, and so we had to put him in the corner over there. So that's where he'll be for the rest of the show here. And
now I'm down to no lines.
Oh, he can talk more in the corner, people. Listen, we want to welcome Dr. Hannah Rawlings. How are you doing? And it's glad to be here with us.
Yes, I'm so happy to be back in Valdosta. I'm from Jennings, Florida, which is very close to Valdosta, so it's always nice to come back home and be with you guys here tonight. I'm super excited.
Well, I mean, yeah, Jennings, you know, is a really, we have a special place in our heart for Jennings, Florida.
That's right. That's right. That ties in with our marriage story, right?
Our
wedding story.
It does. We almost didn't get married that year because we didn't realize that the county seat was not Jennings, but the other one.
Jasper.
And we went to Jennings.
We were cutting it close to get that marriage certificate. Going to Jasper, we were already cutting it close. Then when we got the court they said, "This is not the county seat. You need." So, oh my goodness, get in the car, fly down the interstate to the next.
Because it was the day before Thanksgiving
when we pulled up.
Everybody was trying to get out of there early. They were trying to get out of there.
Yeah, we were going up the stairs as they were locking up and coming out of the building.
So, like a movie, slow mo.
We had to convince them to go back, open up, and go back in and let us get our marriage.
And they did. So we have warm feelings towards your neck of the woods down there. Well, Dr. Hannah, I mean, Jim and I were just so impressed because we met you down there at the Fit Factory in Jacksonville. And, I mean, you were just a little fireball.
Yeah.
And you were on your game and a physical therapist. And your office is right there in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about, first of all, let's just backtrack. You know, you're young, you're beautiful, and you're a physical therapist. How did all this come about? Mama, I know you're proud, Miss Kathy. I know you're proud of her. I would be if she were my daughter. Tell us how that got. How did you get interested in becoming a physical therapist?
Yeah, well, it all started in Jennings, you know. So I went to school at Hamilton County High School in Jasper, where you guys got your marriage certificate. And I always did sports. I was heavily involved in sports, basketball, softball, small school. So anything I could play, I was into. So I was always in the competitive realm. Always was interesting to me. While I was in school there, I started working as a tech my junior year of high school at a physical therapy clinic in Jasper. We used to have one there. So I would, you know, do all the cleaning. I would help patients, bring them back, all that, to see if I enjoyed the field of physical therapy. Because I knew it was in the medical field. I was always told, you know, in the medical field, you're always going to have a job. so I was interested in, you know, pursuing something there. And I started working, and I fell in love with it. I was like, wow, like, I could really do this for my life. So that's when it kind of all started. I was like, okay, this could actually happen. So when I worked there, I enjoyed it. And then I was like, this is what I want to do. So, yeah, went to school, started getting my prerequisites in anatomy and physiology, really fell in love with the human body even further. Obviously, as an athlete, you already have some baseline knowledge of movement. So it kind of just snowballed effect from there. So I moved to Jacksonville, went to University of North Florida there, and actually did my undergrad in athletic training. So I don't know if people are very familiar with what athletic training is. If you're an athlete, if you played in high school or collegiate level, then you are pro, professional level, then you definitely know. But they're the people who essentially run out to the field to mm-hmm. check on you once you get hurt. We do emergency management there, as well as do rehab for athletes. So I did that for my undergrad, and my original plan was actually to be dual credentialed as an athletic trainer and a physical therapist working for an international basketball team. So that was the original plan.
Wow.
Yeah, so I always had big dreams. But once I got into athletic training school, I realized quickly that that is your entire life. That is, it's a very hard job, if you're not familiar with that industry. It's a very rewarding job, very fun. You work with athletes all day, and it's amazing, but that is your entire life. So I decided, you know, maybe that's not the long-term plan for what I want to do, but I knew I wanted to work with athletes still. So I pursued and went ahead and got my doctorate of physical therapy at University of North Florida and started working, and I was like, I worked, you know, corporate. And I was like, this just really isn't fulfilling me to the level that I would like and that I knew that it could. And that's when I started, you know, deciding, okay, I'm going to have my own company. I'm going to work with athletes. That's what I want to do.
Well, I mean, I think it's so neat that you are working with just athletes because, you know, everyone needs a physical therapist from time to time. But mm-hmm. athletes, people who are doing things to their body, whether it be, you know, ball players or bodybuilders or, you know, runners or cyclists or whatever, you know, they need somebody specifically that knows and understands their body. And within mm-hmm. talking to you for just minutes, you know, Jim and I both realize she really knows what she's talking about. If you've got an injury, you know, and you're in a sport and Dr. Hannah can tell you what's going on. She can help you. And we were just so impressed with your knowledge. Mm-hmm. Let's say hello to Gene Mulkey. Gene is an athlete.
Hi.
He's a coach at, well, not too far from us, but anyway, so Gene's listening.
Middle Georgia area.
Yes, that's right. And so Gene's listening to us, former bodybuilder too. And, so thank you for joining us, Gene, tonight. You know, we're going to open up the lines if anybody's out there listening, you know, online or, you know, on the nine counties that this particular station carries. We're going to open up the lines in just a little bit. If you have any specific questions for Dr. Hannah, if you're an athlete, if you have an injury, something that she might can help you with, you know, we're going to open the lines for you to call in. But, you know, I mean, specifically, you are working in Jacksonville, so tell at the Fit Factory. So tell us what your day is like and what kind of things that you do there at the Fit Factory.
Yeah. So I love talking about this because so many people, when they hear physical therapy, some of the first things that come to their brain are a treatment table, a sterile environment, a clinic setting, and TheraBands. These little stretchy things with who knows how much resistance.
Right.
Right.
And we had that conversation with you there that day.
Yes. I think that's what people think of. But really, like, physical therapy is so much more than that. And I think that, you know, part of, like, my mission, my passion is to educate people on what physical therapy can look like. It's so much bigger than that. And for many people, athletes in particular, that's really not enough. If you're a weightlifter, if you're lifting heavy, if you have very specific goals, a TheraBand is just not going to give you the resistance and stimulus that you need to get you back to what you were doing or even rehab you.
Well, Jim, you can weigh in on that, Jim, because you and her had the conversation.
Right, right. Yeah, I had an experience where I was having to get some rehab, and, you know, I was already going to the gym, you know, and mm-hmm. still doing my workouts. Now, it hurt. It was painful, but I was still mm-hmm. doing it. I was mm-hmm. still doing all the exercises,
yep.
all the lifts. And so then when I went to physical therapy, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, it was mostly older people mm-hmm. who looked like they were pretty sedentary most of the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were doing these things to rehab them that just weren't very challenging for me. I mean, all the little things that they had me doing, it was just so easy. I'm like, they don't understand. I, you know, 4 hours, you know, I was bench pressing, shoulder pressing, you know, doing lat pull, all these things. And now here I am, like you say, with this little old lame band or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, you get it. You understand because, you know, for one thing, your job's probably harder because you've got a special challenge. You can't just get these people back to where, okay, I can get up and down off the couch. I can sit at my desk at work. I can get in and out of the car and carry one bag of groceries. I'm good. You know, a lot of the people you work with, you've got to get them up to that elite level where they're doing some really challenging things with their body physically, right?
And that's what makes my job so fun. Like, literally right now, like, I'm working with a strongman competitor, and we're working on circus dumbbell overhead presses, and it's super fun because we get to work together to figure out how are we going to do this. And that's, I think, what really differentiates what I do from what a traditional kind of setting.
Right.
It's a very collaborative relationship because I want to know, you know, everything that you need to do, what you want to do, you know, not just what you have preconceived in your head that what you can do now that you have pain, but no, like, what do you want to do and how are we going to get you there?
You know, there's no athlete that you couldn't work with. I mean, you strongman, that's a very good thing, a very good, and I wouldn't have thought of that one. I would, if Jake Croft had been on here, I would have thought of that because he's a strongman here in Valdosta, Georgia, and putting on a big strongman competition here soon. But a few weeks ago, we had an Ironman in the studio here. I mean, he does cycling, he does running, and then he does all that swimming. So he has three different areas. I mean, how, I mean, that to me, that would just be so challenging for you to work with someone like that has three different areas that they're working with.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I'm not going to say, like, I understand all the ins and outs of an Ironman because I've never done an Ironman. But I can guarantee you, like, I'm going to work hard to understand it as much as I can, like, on the books, and I'm going to listen to you and understand what you really need to be able to do.
I think that's where what really sets you above and beyond. The medical field, I wouldn't be alive if the medical field weren't here today. I highly respect them. But, you know, I think what Jim and I got from you is, and we could tell that, you know, you're going to listen to what's going on with the person.
That's the first step.
That's
the first
step.
You got to do that well.
And you've got to do that well. And I think that's what you are doing and differently than some other doctors out there. Who, tell us some of the things, some of the athletes that you've worked with and some of the things that you've done, because that was very interesting, Jim and I, when we were there in Jacksonville, and you were telling us about it.
Yeah, so the gym that I work at, the Fit Factory in Jacksonville, we primarily are a bodybuilding gym. We have a lot of powerlifters as well and some strongman competitors. We have a lot of strongman equipment there. So if you're in Jacksonville, come check it out. It's a super fun gym. Like, if you're into
Oh, you need to come see that gym and meet Dr. Hannah.
Yeah, come
David
on, say
Stewart,
hey.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
So strongman competitors, work with them because we have a lot of those strongmen that can train there. Bodybuilders, female and male, worked with a lot of bodybuilder competitors, as well as dancers. I work with a lot of dance athletes. I personally dance, so I know a lot of people from the dance arena, so I work with a lot of dance athletes. And then powerlifters, too, are people who are just, you know, active, like gym rats. People who just, that's, you know, their hobby. Like, I work with a lot of gym rats. So.
Well, you know, I think that that's such a specialty, and I think it's very needed. I mean, like Jim, you know, had this shoulder injury, and, I mean, there was no one that, other than just the regular physical therapist in our area, which we live, you know, a mile, an hour north of here. And so he went to the physical therapist, but they didn't really understand what his issues were and where he was. And, you know, they knew that Jim was a lifter, that he, you know, competes in bodybuilding, but they really didn't take that into consideration, I don't think, you know, which kind of frustrated him. And, you know, it made him not want to go anymore. But it sounds like, I mean, you have just hit an area that is well needed and specialized, and especially for athletes, whoever they are.
For sure. And it's really unfortunate because there's so many really great people that are physical therapists, but the school system just doesn't teach you about athletes in physical therapy school. So I've done athletic training school where the focus was athletes, primarily like, you know, sports like, you know, baseball, basketball, football. Those are the primary focus, but we have a very good athletic foundation in how to rehab athletes. So I have an advantage because I have that background in my education. But in traditional physical therapy school, you just don't get that covered. Physical therapy school is very general. So you're going to learn generally about pediatrics, generally about geriatrics, generally about the average person, right? But unfortunately, a lot of athletes, you guys are like in the top 2% of like general population as far as like muscle mass goes, about your lifestyle. It doesn't match up with what you're taught in physical therapy school. So you have to work with someone, if you really want good rehab, who has done further education on their own outside of PT school, on how to rehab you back to where you're trying to get to.
Aubrey, thank you for joining us. You're looking beautiful these days, by the way. Keep up with you. Laura Abbott Cutts, thank you for joining us, our neighbor and friend in Tifton, Georgia. I know Laura and her husband and her daughter work out. They are avid people that they stay in shape. But, you know, what Jim and I have found is, as we have gotten older, you know, we continue to go to the gym, but we are more susceptible to injury, you know. So, you know, and there's a lot in the master's division in body, and I'm going to be talking about bodybuilding because that's mine and Jim's passion. In the master's division, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, we're all older, you know, and we're still lifting here. Jim, I mean, we're no spring chickens. We're in our 60s, but Jim wants to lift heavy. He gets frustrated when he can't go into the gym and do what he's normally been able to do. You know, so I just think that, you know, and all these athletes that have been, like yourself and others who have been athletes their whole life, they're going to continue to want to do something. Mm-hmm. So who's going to, if not you, people like you, who's going to, you know, be able to doctor them and keep them at the level of that they want to be at?
Yeah, you know? 100%. And I love that. Like, I firmly believe, like, weightlifting is part of, like, life. Like, you have to do that to maintain a high quality of life.
You absolutely do. Yes. You absolutely do. I wouldn't be here today, and I've said it over and over again, if it weren't for what I had done my whole life, being in that gym.
You can do all the cardio you want, and there are some benefits from cardio, but you won't get the full benefits that a lot of people are looking for until you add in some weight training.
Picking up that weight training.
And people assume like, oh, you know, lifting this 3-pound dumbbell, I'm weight training. Right. And really, like, if you start there, amen, do it. Start there, but don't stop.
That's right.
I think that's what people often, what happens is we stop. We have preconceived notions, oh, I'm this age, or I'm a girl, or, you know, this, I was never an athlete, or I was never competitive, so I should stop here. But really, the most important thing is that progressive overload. We have to continue to progress, continue to build strength, because our bodies adapt.
We
have to continue to apply that resistance that's challenging us to build strength and maintain it.
I tell my clients that. I train lifestyle clients for the most part now. I don't train anybody for you know, competition prep or anything anymore. But, you know, I even tell my lifestyle clients this. You know, she said, well, I, you know, this is hurting me. I said, well, good. It needs to hurt you because we, you know, just doing that 10 pounds or 20 pounds, you know, you were just you were talking to me and laughing. You weren't really working, you know, so we have to go to the next level to keep that body moving and that body growing. Ron Heath, thank you for joining us tonight. Ron's heard this story, you know, heard us talk about fitness for a long time. He's one of our faithful followers. So thank you, Ron, for joining us tonight. The phone number here tonight is 241-1059. If you have an injury, if you have any question for Dr. Hannah, tonight, if you want to call in, we'll take as many calls as we can. And she'll answer the question if she can. If not, she said she will find the answer for you if she doesn't know it. But I believe she knows a lot, Jim, don't you?
It'll be tough to stump her.
It will be tough to stump her. So we'll open up the line. If anybody has a question for Dr. Hannah, 241-1059.
And that's area code 229.
Area code 229. We're here in the South Georgia area code 229. Well, tell me what the most... Now, we know not only did we meet you, but we are so excited because we met Stella.
Yes.
And Stella is coming to be our guest poser for our NPC show.
I love that.
She's an IFBB pro, figure pro, crossing over into wellness. And she was another little firecracker. So we feel like that our trip to the Fit Factory was just tremendously successful to find two great people like yourself, professionals. You know, we just felt like we were blessed to get to know both of y'all. But Stella is a personal trainer there at the Fit Factory, and she trains athletes. She trains these competitors. And she's coming to be our guest poser, and she's coming in May to do a posing clinic for us.
Yes, she's amazing. If you're going to be there, come to her classes. She's really, really amazing. I love her. She's so sweet too.
Oh, she is very sweet. She is from the same country my mother is from. I'm Hispanic myself, a Colombian, and she is from the same town as my mother. So
I had no idea.
So we made a heart connection too.
Cali, Colombia.
Cali, Colombia. That's where my mother was from. God rest her soul. But yeah, she said, I said, me llamo Maria. And then she said, you know, she was from Colombia. And then she said, I'm from Cali. And I just, tears just came through my eyes. But she was a sweet person. But, you know, and looking at her, she's 43 years old. Well, I'll tell you this, and you can tell me what to do, doctor. A 65-year-old did a 43-year-old's workout, okay? In other words, I did Stella's workout, one of her workouts, for hamstring and glute. That was on Sunday, the day after we left there. I was fine. I did the workout. It was good. I felt good about it. No problems. Monday, little sore in the back. Tuesday, I got in my car, went to reach behind and pick up something from the back seat, and my back went out. I could hardly walk. And of course, it was soft tissue. When I say my back went out, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything skeletal. You know, it was muscular. And I've been hobbling around with the, you know, so... But I didn't go to the physical therapist. I didn't even call the back. I called the back doctor, and he could have given me a shot. But I just rehabbed it myself. But, you know, it was a 65-year-old trying to do a 43-year-old's workout. That's what I said. But why did that happen? Why did your body do that? And I know I'm not the only one. I know there's people out there listening to me. Dennis Shepherd, thank you for joining us. I hope you're enjoying retirement. but, you know, a lot of people, that happens to. You know, they've done something. They're fine. It wasn't an acute injury. But all I did was reach back and something snapped.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about that, Hannah.
Well, first, I want to correct you.
Okay. Correct me.
43-year-old, 65, age does not matter. I know people who are, you know, 70 that can outlive 25-year-olds. That does not matter. It matters, you know, how you trained yourself, how you're maintaining yourself. So go ahead and just take that out of your vocabulary. Okay. Age is, you know, it matters physiologically. It does impact our bodies, how we train. But that does not inherently mean, you know, one thing or the other. But I know Stella, and her workouts are tough. So I do understand that.
It was really tough. And I had not done that kind of workout on hamstring and glute. But, I mean, now, you know, understand me, people, when I say this. Her glutes were the most beautiful thing I had ever seen.
And she's a wellness competitor.
She's crossed over from figure to wellness. And I just kept telling Jim, look at her glutes. Look at her glutes.
I'm one of the few men, one of the only men I know that their wife is constantly telling him, look at that woman's butt. Look at that woman's butt. I'm like, well, okay, if I must.
He's probably...
For science.
He's also, I'm going to tell this story, you know, we were at a bodybuilding show. I was judging that time, and he was not. He was over there sitting on the front row, and those bikini girls were all up there, and that was the end of the show, and there was millions of them. They would turn around, they're showing us their, you know, their bodies, and finally the judge next to me punched me. She said, look over there at your husband. And I thought maybe he was drooling over there. He was asleep.
I was nodding off.
he was sleeping through the bodybuilding show. Those girls, those beautiful bodies.
With 50 gorgeous butts right in front of me, and I'm nodding off.
He's
place.
I'm like, well, you know, I've seen about 600 of them so far tonight. You know, after a while, they're all starting to look alike.
Yeah, we were just
back
a little bit.
But, you know, Stella's body, she said, yes, my body responds very well to lifting weights.
Does it?
Does
do
it?
Say.
I mean, for real.
I have good eyes.
But, okay, so what happened to me? Tell me what happened. And because I know this has not just happened to me. I know it's happened to a lot of people listening out there. You've done something. You just moved. You just bent over to pick up a pencil or something. And something happened to your body. What happened?
So most musculoskeletal things that happen in our body, we can break down into load versus capacity. So capacity is our body's ability, that tissues, to handle things. Load, obviously, like in weightlifting, is how much resistance or how much we have against it. So if our body's capacity is lower than the load that we're placing on it, then that's when injury can occur because we're not able to handle that load in that time. So whenever we're doing any kind of physical training, that is stress to our bodies. It's a positive stress as long as it's in the right confines, but it's still stress. So if you've noticed, like, if you do a really hard training session, you're actually more susceptible to getting sick after because that's stress on our bodies. So if you do a very challenging training session, maybe something that you haven't done in a long time, so it's really challenging those limits of your capacity when it comes to your lower body strength or your trunk strength. It sounds like it's lower body focused. Mm-hmm. So that you're getting close to the top end of your capacity on that end. And then we just add stress. You were traveling. Maybe you didn't sleep as well. Maybe your nutrition was a little bit different than normal. You had a bad day. Any extra stress you load onto that is now going into that capacity bucket. Because things are not strictly physical or mental, right? Everything operates in one. So that capacity bucket handles all of that. So anytime the load increases past the capacity, that's when injury can occur. So it sounds like between, you know, the intense workout, travel, nutrition, maybe some extra stress mentally going on or emotionally, and then you move in a different way. Normally, your body could handle that, no problem, because your capacity is higher. But with all these other factors, the capacity probably wasn't there to handle that load in that moment. Not saying that if you did it on a different day in different circumstances, that wouldn't have happened, but with that. So that's why it's important to really train consistently, because then that's increasing your capacity over time. So when all these other factors are in there and factored in, the discrepancy between your load and capacity isn't going to matter as much. That's when we can handle things.
Well, I do have a lower back issue. I have three degenerative discs, the bottom three. Mm-hmm. So, and it's always on my left side, you know, but that makes sense. And first of all, I was training in a different gym, not my regular gym. We were sleeping on a different bed. We were, you know, visiting, staying with my son. Not that the bed is great and wonderful, you know, and
but it's
just wasn't the one you're used to.
It's not.
And sleep matters a lot.
Yeah. Say that again.
Sleep matters a lot.
Especially
matters
for women. A lot.
It matters a lot for us women, too.
Oh, it matters. I need my 8 or 10 hours.
Well, but between the two of us, we get 20 hours a day. I get 5. She gets 15.
We need more. We need more sleep. Women need more.
You know, I like my sleep. The older I get, and, you know, I just like to sleep. And I feel better. I'm more productive when I sleep.
We need it for recovery.
And we need it for recovery. He just barely sleeps. And then he goes to the gym, and then he works. And,
Men are different.
I just don't understand that. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come right back with Dr. Hannah, physical therapist, and DPT. What does that DPT mean?
Doctor of Physical Therapy.
Doctor of Physical Therapy. Thank you for
educating me. So
that's how you can tell
if it's a medical doctorate or a doctor of physical therapy, a doctor of dentistry. That's the other credentialing.
Well, there you go. I've learned something new today. So we'll be right back after this commercial. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here tonight with Dr. Hannah. And Dr. Hannah, thank you for being with us tonight. You're just a treasure trove of information. Jim, Ron Heath says, Jim gets his sleep early in the recliner.
That's right. You know, he's a listener because Maria has told on me before.
Yes, I have. Yes. He didn't get enough sleep, and that's why he can't recover, and that's why he's always tired, and that's why his shoulder won't heal. Tell him, Dr. Hannah.
But, you know, there's something about that recliner. That's a magic recliner. You know, anybody that sits up, not just me, anybody that sits in that recliner, go back and check on them in a few minutes. They'll be dozing off. Must be a comfortable chair.
It's something. I don't know what it is, but anyway. Ron, thank you for that. It's a funny comment. All right, Dr. Hannah, what do you think? We were talking during the break. Tell them what we're talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, at Fit Factory, we have a lot of powerlifters, bodybuilders, strongman competitors. And I see so often that people are training so much for the competition, which you should, by all means. I want you to win more than you want yourself to win sometimes. So I believe in it, right? But we also can't forget that we want to lift and we want to train forever, not just for that competition. And so many people kind of forget about what they need to lift for a long time, not just a short time. So that's something that I think is really, really important.
They need functional training.
Yeah, and I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to do calisthenics if that's not your thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that like 80% of your training to be very specific for what you're trying to do, but also incorporate some movements, some mobility exercises with some weight that's going to help you just move better for life, because it's not just about that competition, but also about doing it for a long time. And if you're only training like sagittal plane movements, you're never doing anything lateral, anything rotational, then we're missing out on a lot of muscle groups that are important for just moving through life comfortably and with a high quality and not having to stress out about these injuries. Because a lot of them could be prevented from training other directions as well.
Well said. Yes. One of Blake from Canada, one of our followers, all the way from Canada, he said it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. I know you guys don't like cardio, but that's a great example.
Yeah, me and Jim are not the cardio people, but we do do it. I mean, we do, you know, I do HIIT training. I teach girls weightlifting, believe it or not, at school, at Tift area, at the private school there in Tifton. And, you know, we do circuit training where they do, where they're, and I do it with them. So, but do I like getting on that treadmill and that bike? No, me and Jim don't like to do that at the gym. You know, that
No, I don't blame you. I'm not a huge, like, my cardio is through dancing.
Right.
But
oh, and I would love
I'm not
that.
A huge proponent, but there's certain times where you have to work on it. Like, if you have cardiovascular issues, you should be doing cardio. Like, that's what you have to do. Like, there's certain things that you have to train for what you need, not just what you want.
That's exactly right. Say that again.
Got to train for what you need, not just what you want.
Got to train for what you need rather than for what you want sometimes.
It's kind of like nutrition, right? You know, eat what you need, not necessarily what you want. We would like to just eat ice cream every meal all the time, but you know, our body needs other things.
Our body needs protein and fruits and vegetables,
greens.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
As needed, Ron. So they're listening, Dr. Hannah. They're listening to you tonight. If you have a specific question and you want to call us here on the radio tonight, please feel free to 241-1059. That's 229-241-1059. Tell me, now, as you're working with the athlete, you know, what specific thing can you do if it's – or do you do? Now, I noticed one thing that I saw on your Instagram page is cupping. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the way I practice is very different than if you go to a traditional physical therapy clinic. So most of my clients, everyone's a little different. I have the ability to change things. But most people I see once a week in person, and then I digitally program all of their rehab exercises. Because my thing is I want you to keep training for your competition while we're doing rehab. I do not want you to stop because that's not going to help you with your goals. If you just stop cold turkey, that's the worst thing that you could do. You should be continuing to work out. You should be continuing to train. You have to keep your habits up. You need to keep building your strength. But we can always add modifications, and there needs to be rehab in there. So if you have a training program that you're doing, and let's say you're having pain with a certain motion, and you're having trouble working a certain muscle group, it's my job to help figure out a modification that's not painful for you to still get the same effect or similar effect and target the same muscle group so you can continue your training. And then we're going to add in some rehab to help you get back to doing that particular movement or lift. So that's a big piece of like the rehab process is the exercise-based prescription to help you get back to what you were doing and get you continue getting strong. And then on top of that, I do manual work. So typically once a week, sometimes twice a week, depending on like how acute something is, or if there's a competition coming up really fast, we're going to need to do more hands-on work. But if we have some time, typically once a week, and I'll do a combination of some cupping, manual work, including joint mobilization, some soft tissue work, scraping techniques, just to get blood flow going, reduce inflammation, and restore some range of motion. Then from there, after we have that range of motion back, we've decreased some pain, decreased some inflammation, then we'll walk through some exercises to reinforce all that. Because I think a lot of people, you know, cupping feels really good. It's really beneficial.
Explain to some listeners, because there may be listeners out there that don't understand what cupping is.
So cupping, they're essentially these little cups, and they have suction. So you can place them on any part of your body, typically a localized part, suction a little bit, and it brings blood flow to the area. So it pulls the skin up, blood pools there. And we know blood flow is extremely important to bring in new nutrients and get rid of some inflammation. Almost any time you have an injury, there's going to be inflammation there.
Right.
It's not necessarily a bad thing. You do have to have some to promote healing, but you don't want too much to where it causes pain. And it stimulates those nociceptors, which are the pain signals in your body. So the cupping just helps bring that blood flow, brings in nutrients, promotes healing. So we know exercise also promotes blood flow. So you're like, well, what's the big difference, you know? Well, sometimes it just feels good, and that's important, right? If you're in a lot of pain, you know how important it is to just get some pain relief, because you can't do exercise if you're in a ton of pain. So it's important to do those manual techniques to decrease pain, but then follow it up with exercise. So depending on the patient and where our pain levels are at, what our goals are, I'll do cupping with some active motions. So you're getting basically a double whammy of blood flow from the cupping, which is what we call a passive modality, because you're not actively using your muscles. But then
I'll use
the
motion. But you're causing that blood flow to get there.
Exactly.
To help heal and reduce the inflammation.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad that you explained cupping, because I was imagining a cup and a bottle of bourbon and never mind. I was way off.
That's another pain reducing technique.
Yeah, sometimes that works.
Y'all
too.
Don't listen to Jim. He's in the corner for a reason tonight.
Looks like I'm going to stay here too, right?
He's being bad over there. All right, Blake from Canada says, I force myself to get up every morning and do fasted cardio. Having previous heart issues, he makes his cardio a priority.
Exactly. I love that comment. Blake, do you like cardio? Maybe more now.
Well, Blake, listen, I'm going to brag on Blake. We've known him for several years now. I've been following his story. Dr. Hannah, Blake was not always in shape.
He's been through a major transformation.
He has been through a major transformation. He was out of shape and not in shape and a larger person at one time. And now to his benefit, he is just he's a real athlete, and he takes care of his body, and he's he says no, he doesn't like cardio, but exactly. You get up and do it, right, Blake?
But
you get up and
it.
Do
that's,
it
that's
and
what
that's, right there.
That's the key right there. But I mean, you know, this man, I mean, he has got a beautiful body. He has worked very, very hard for his fitness transformation, and I mean, it is paying off for him all the way from Canada.
He said, yes,
so,
he does.
Yes.
I love it.
But, yeah, I mean, and I know, you know, and I've seen athletes with where that cupping will make not a bruise necessarily, mm-hmm. but they'll have the little rings,
oh, yeah.
you know, wherever they, but I've
they'll
heard a lot of athletes say that really does help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very beneficial. I actually got introduced to it when I was in athletic training school. We would use it for athletes all the time. Like pre-games, we would do a lot of treatment sessions, and we would do cupping all the time before games. It's extremely effective for people, reduces muscle stiffness as well. I mean, blood flow is just, you know, that's crucial to
right.
life. So anytime you
I'm wondering,
it,
Jim, if that wouldn't help our shoulders, both mine. I was rolling over last night. I'd worked chest and shoulders for the first time hard again yesterday. And as I would roll over, we both have shoulder injuries. I had rotators that were messed up, but I never had surgery. I just rehabbed them. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I just, you
mm-hmm.
know, but I still have an issue with this right one. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering if cupping would help us, Jim, and I don't know, Dr. Hannah, let me ask the doctor. Ask the
yeah.
doctor, would cupping help our shoulders?
I would need a little bit more details to know for sure, but I know that it would bring blood flow to the area, which is always going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say in addition to doing some of those techniques to help reduce some pain and get blood flow, definitely looking at what kind of rehab exercises you're doing and what is the intensity of them. Because that's another thing. People often underdose when it comes to rehab, because there's this notion that it has to be different than training, when that's not necessarily true. Sometimes, like, maybe we need to work more endurance of a muscle than true, like, hypertrophy. But a lot of times it looks very similar as far as dosing goes, like sets, reps, as your regular training. So a lot of times people underdose their rehab exercises because they're just not sure, you know, how it should feel. What's the purpose of it here? Like, what are we trying to do?
Ron asked, where can you get these devices? Well, Blake says he bought some off Amazon. But let me tell you this, you know, if you don't know how to use this equipment, you can speak, you know, I don't know if you're going to get the right benefit from cupping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You need an expert to be able to show you to do it, to put it on the right spot. I mean, I wouldn't think you want to just buy those things and try to use them yourself.
Cups are pretty, like, low risk as
okay.
far as, like, modalities go. So, you could potentially leave a really long bruise for a
right.
long time, and you could, like, overdo it when it comes to that. But overall, compared to a lot of modalities, cupping is pretty low risk.
Okay.
But I would say that especially if you have a body part like on your back, your shoulder, you're really not going to be able to target the right muscle groups to bring the blood flow to that area. So I'd say definitely it's worth, you know, working with a professional because they know exactly where that blood flow should
right.
go.
That's what I would think. Jim, would you want me to cup you? Yeah, I don't think so. And I wouldn't want you to do it to me.
Only if it was back to that bourbon type of cup.
Oh, yeah. He's being so bad. This is Fit Talk Radio, by the way. I don't know why he's being bad today. I'm going to have to get on him about that. And there's so many things that if one thing doesn't work, or let's just say I didn't like this particular, I said, Dr. Hannah, I don't like doing this. You know, well, what they did give me way back when is take the little band and do this, take the little band and do that, you know, take the little band, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't last very long at physical therapy either, I'll just be honest with you.
Yeah.
And they told me to go with my back the other week, and I didn't go. but, you know, you have to know the athlete. You have to be specific, put that physical, I think what Jim got, and nothing disrespectful to that group that he went to for physical therapy, but, you know, they're just a blanket. But you're not a blanket physical therapist. As a doctor of physical therapy, you are going to specifically train that person or help that person with physical therapy based on what kind of athlete they are, what their injury is, and you're going to try to meet their expectations.
Exactly. And a really big piece, like my personal mission, is education. I want every person I come in contact with to walk away feeling more empowered in themselves and their ability to get better and do the things they want to do. I think so many people, you know, when an injury or pain happens, we start building this narrative in our head that, oh, well, I just can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just, you know, I wanted to do the bodybuilding competition, but now I'm going to do the bikini. Not because I want to, but I just don't feel like I can do all the movements I need to do, or I can't get there. So we start to negotiate with ourselves. You're like, oh, well, you know, maybe I just don't need to do that. And we start to rationalize, I didn't really want to do it that bad. You know, yeah. I don't really need it. But it breaks my heart truly when people say these kind of things to me. I hear this every day. I went to physical therapy. It didn't work. So now I'm just going to do this instead of that. And it really breaks my heart because that's just not true. Our bodies are so capable. They're so resilient. We just have to apply the right stimulus. I mean, out of all people, like bodybuilders, like, just think about the sport itself. We can take someone who look completely different and make them completely different based on diet, nutrition, and exercises. Our bodies are so capable. And so it's cutting ourselves short to just negotiate and be like, well, I don't need to do that because it's painful. Like, we can adapt. We can train our bodies to do those things. And that's, like, what I'd like people to walk away knowing is, like, you can do it. You just sometimes need professional help to figure out how. Like, you didn't go to school for this. Why do you expect yourself to know it?
Exactly.
Bodybuilders know a lot about their bodies. Any athlete knows a lot about their body. You've done so much with it, but it doesn't mean you have to wear the hat of your rehab professional, too.
That's exactly right. Well, Dr. Hannah, we are almost out of time, but wow, Jim, what a lot of knowledge this young lady has.
That's right. That's right. And we told the listeners and the viewers it was going to be like that because, you know, we had already talked to her down in Jacksonville. We had a little glimpse of just how sharp she
is. Just how sharp she was. Gary Dean, thank you for joining us tonight. Final note from Blake. I couldn't agree more. It's outstanding what our bodies are capable of. You said you hit the nail on the head, which is why I've stuck with bodybuilding all these years. You know, that body can transform and change. It can do miraculous things. Mm-hmm. And we are so blessed that God created us, our body, to be able to do so many of the things that it does. And when they don't work right, tell them how they can contact you, Dr. Hannah, if they are interested in anything, because you train people virtually too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some people I treat completely digitally. We do Zoom sessions. And because like I said, I want to empower you to take your own health in your own hands. So sometimes you don't even need me to do hands-on work. You just need the right guidance for what exercises to do and how many and how much. So if you want to work with me, if you want to talk, I do free consults. We'll just talk about what's going on. We can make sure that we're a good fit to work together. Some people don't like me, you know, I'm just kidding. But we make sure we're a good fit to work together. And then from there, we'll talk about what it looks like to actually get help here. So you can contact me at Dr. Hannah Rawlings DPT on Instagram, send me a DM, or you can send me a message at 386-205-1048.
Wow. Well, Dr. Hannah, thank you for joining us tonight on this edition of Fit Talk Radio. And, you know, we'll have to have you back and maybe even call in. And Miss Kathy, Jill, hand her the mic. Miss Kathy,
yes.
Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful and talented daughter with us tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having us in. I'm very proud of her and amazed. She continues to amaze me with all that she's doing in Jacksonville. And y'all need to get back over there and let her do some therapy with you guys.
We absolutely do, and we are. Well, Jim and I have already talked about that. So, thank you so much for raising this beautiful young lady, and we are just so proud and honored to know her, Miss Kathy. And thank you for bringing her with us tonight. Well, Jim, that's a wrap then tonight.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Hannah, for being on. And everyone who can hear my voice, I want you to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.